It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. Do you see that white ball that I brought? It's a puzzle. As soon as I get my shoe on, I'll show it to you. Comes apart. Let's take it to the kitchen where we can put it right on the table and work the puzzle. Right? Hello. Hello, fish. There's food for you. Bob Tro gave me this puzzle and said, as soon as you put it together, come and see me, because I'll have something else to show you. All right, let's see how it comes apart first. There's one piece. There's the other piece. And there are two more. How many pieces? Right? Okay. Now I'll take the first and second piece. Would you put up your two fingers, please? Okay. Now how was it that this was together? This way, wasn't it? Like that. You still have your two fingers up? Okay, there are two pieces together. Now, will you put up your third finger? And we'll put the third piece. Try it different ways. That seems to fit there. Good. Now, there are three pieces together. Now, will you put up your fourth finger? So you have four fingers. And I'll put in the fourth piece. Like this. I think it fits. There it is. Thank you for helping me with your 1, 2, 3, 4 fingers. I was just thinking as we did that, I really need you. Yeah, for me to be who I am. You know, I'm a man who likes to talk and sing and do things with children. So I need a person like you who likes to be with a man like me. I need you so I can be your neighbor. I need you so I can be your friend. I need you so I can be who I am, who I am. I am your friend. So you can be my neighbor. You need me so you can be my friend. You need me so you can be who you are, who you are. You are my friend. A bird needs air for its wings to fly. A boat needs water to float. A teacher needs students who want to know why. An election needs a vote. Or a lining needs a coat, just as I need you, so I can be who I am. You need me, so you can be you. We both need each other, so we can be who we are. Who we are friends. We both need each other, so we can be each other's. We can be each other's friends. And when we need somebody to make fine things, and think up great puzzles, we see Mr. Trow. Let's call him and tell him we're ready to come. Right? Bob? We got it together. Mm-hmm. And we're ready to come. All righty. As soon as we can, we'll be there. Okay, bye. He said, be sure to ring the bell. We will. You know, it's just down the street. Will you come with me? Okay.
Friend Fred, welcome.
Hi, friend Bob.
I see you worked the ball.
We did. We got it all together.
Puzzle all together?
Thank you for that puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
What's this?
This is a little surprise for you. See these buttons?
Mm-hmm.
Cards. Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
There were four parts in the puzzle. There are four cards, and they are numbered. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What do we
get? We're going to mix them all up. Really mixed up, but you even mix them up even more.
All right.
This is sort of a little game.
Okay.
Now, you choose one of these cards. Any one at all. Doesn't matter. Don't show it to me. Now, I'll guess what that card is. That I think it was a...
You're
two,
right.
Right?
It was a two.
Good.
How did you do that?
Well, here's how I figured it out. See, there's one, there's three, there's four. The two was missing, and I figured you must have the two.
Well, we had the two.
Mm-hmm.
Could we try that? How did you do this with these buttons, though?
Well, see, when the button, you can make these, the two dots will go off. Now, watch. When they go on, you'll hear a buzzer. See?
How do you do a three?
A three? Like this.
Oh, is that ever nice.
That is kind of funny.
Now, how do you do a four?
Four?
I see. I bet this is a one over here, is it?
Try. Yep, sure enough.
All right, now let's try.
Okay.
Let's you and I try with the cards, Mr. Trow, okay? Hey, you shuffle them again. All right. Now you choose one. And don't show it to us.
I'm going to really make it tough.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I'll not show it to anyone.
Let's see which ones are left now. One, two, and 3. So he must have, right? You have...
You figured out how to do it. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Okay, 4 is right, yes.
I'm going to put this one here. Press this button. Oh, I like the way it buzzes.
Yeah.
Will you buzz with it when we put down number 2? Okay. Good. Will you buzz with it when we put down number 3? Great. I like your game. I like these lights, too, the way they go. Mm-hmm. Look at them flashing.
Do you have time to make-believe, Mr. Rogers?
Oh, sure. Who would you like to be in make-believe?
I'd like to be Bob Dodd.
Great. Where would you like to do it?
At Cornflake Especially's factory.
Corny. We haven't thought of Corny in a long time.
Yeah, these lights reminded me of his factory.
I see. All the flashing
lights. Even the buzzing just...
Yeah.
Hear the buzzing?
Would you like to make believe that Bob Dog is at Cornflake Especially's factory in the neighborhood of make believe? Okay, let's do that. Let's make these flash like the
cake.
But where did you find it, Bob Dog? It's really very nice.
Well, I found it way over in the field.
Well, it does look like part of a rocking chair, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not one of mine. You know what you could do? You could ask X and Henrietta. It might belong to them.
Ooh, that's a good idea. I will. Thanks anyway, Mr. Pesciali.
Well, come back another time, will you?
Mm-hmm.
I really like you, Bob Dog.
I like you, too. Thanks, Mr. Pesciali. And I like your lights, too.
Yes, those are great lights. They help me to manufacture.
Well, you're a man who manufactures.
Yes, that's right. I'm a man who manufactures. Who manufactures chairs. I'm a man who manufactures chairs and everywhere. I'm a man who manufactures. That's what I am.
Oh, I thought I'd catch you. So it was you who took it.
What are you talking about, Lady Elaine?
That dog took my boomerang. Can't you see? He's just standing there with it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was yours, Lady Elaine.
That's a good excuse, especially today.
Well, what's so special about today, Lady Elaine?
Well, it's the National Boomerang Contest in someplace else. Here, give it to me, dog. Oh, no, you don't. That's my boomerang, and I need it. You don't growl at me.
Why don't you ask him kindly, Lady Elaine?
Well, it's mine, isn't it?
It may be yours, but the dog's feelings aren't yours.
That's more like it, dog. Now, give me the boomerang. Oh, I don't have time to play with you. Now...
It doesn't take time to say please, Lady Elaine.
But it's mine. It's mine. That boomerang is my... Don't go. Don't go. All right. Please. It's about time. Toot, toot.
I don't blame you, Bob Dog. Say, why don't you come in with me and help me to work? I really need some help today. Sure.
Boy, would I like that. And I like to help.
Good. Well, you can take your cage off and come along. It's just around the back. Come along. We'll all work together, you and I.
Lady Elaine certainly gets upset, just like everybody.
I certainly do sometimes.
Why don't we make believe that she is at someplace else at the boomerang contest?
Good. I'd like to make believe that Robert Troll is there, too.
Oh, Robert Troll this time. Good. Will you make believe with us that Lady Elaine Fairchild is just coming to someplace else for the boomerang contest, and Robert Troll is coming, too?
Yeehaw, this is really fun.
Hey, that's it. That's a good twist.
Thank you.
Yes, fun, fun. Boomerangs are fun, but the contest is nearly over, you know.
But Lady Elaine Fairchild didn't get here yet.
Too bad for her.
Oh, but she said she was coming. I was there when she got both of your letters. Maybe she
Hey, bring us in now, buddy, everybody.
Oh, hey, hello, Robert Troll.
Hello there, Robert Troll.
Marvelous.
Mr. Boomerang, my dear.
Thank you.
Why don't you let him practice one?
That's a good idea.
Do you know how to do the wrist twist?
Oh, I guess I'm down to the
Like this. You twist to the wrist. Twist the wrist.
Very good.
That's it. That's it.
That's very good.
Barbara Boomerang, do you think we could practice a throw?
Well, just one practice. Now, this one won't count.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, who's first?
Yes.
You got something about Donkey Hody first.
All right. Sure.
Okay, I'll try.
All right.
Let me see now. Twist and...
Oh!
Any good? Any good?
Oh,
is
yes,
it coming
yes,
back?
Yes, yes,
you
yes,
catch
yes.
It if it
and
comes
watch,
back.
Here comes, here comes.
Oh, thanks. Oh,
yes.
Thanks.
That was grand.
That's really fun.
Grand.
What's that about, Chef Brockett?
Okay, you ready? Twist and throw.
Good for you, Chef Brockett.
Very good.
Okay, you're the pro, Barbara. Can sing down by that, okay?
Well, yes, yes, I'm ready. You must throw.
Okay, we can sing by
ready?
Practice throw.
Twist and...
I loved it. Here it comes.
Very good. The twist was nice. No, the catch was no good. I'm going to
get some bottom. But you can practice.
Okay. Yes. You can surprise again? I'll catch it better this time,
bottom.
Okay.
Marvelous. Here it comes.
Did you get it?
Oh, here it is. Yeah, I got it. You can
more practice.
Yeah, well, we can set.
It's almost time for the contest.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, what about that fast one that you were talking about?
That's
well,
the next
that's
one.
That's the twist goes like this the first time.
The fast throw.
Yeah.
Wow, boy, you can say.
Oh,
wow.
That fast.
Is it not up?
Have you seen Lady Elaine Fairchild?
Yeah, but she said she's been here getting pound on, but Tommy comes down, and she'll be here before you can say four. You come forward and get
four. Let's count together.
Right. Okay.
All right.
One, two, three, four.
Hello, you lucky people. Here I am. Where's the contest?
It's almost over, Fairchild.
What do you mean, almost over? Nobody could have a boomerang blast without me.
There's just time for one more throw.
Oh, one more throw. Which one?
The fast throw.
Well, let's get to it. Hello there, Barbara Boomerang. I love the fast throw. I've practiced it for years.
Right, get ready, Fairchild.
It's the biggest one of the whole time.
Watch. One, two.
Well, wait a minute. What are you going to do? You mean you say one, two, three, four, and we throw it?
Of course.
Oh, well, start again. I wasn't prepared. Here we are.
Is everyone ready now?
Yes.
Yeah, we get that.
You mean we throw it when you say four?
When I say four and go.
Oh,
throw
good.
On go.
On go.
Yes.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
One, two, three, four, and go! Woo! Oh, isn't that marvelous?
It's a
fast
throw.
Come back!
It's mine.
Yours, number one.
Number one.
Yeehaw. Yeehaw.
There you are,
Donkey. Thanks,
Duke. Three. Chef Rocket. Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. Oh, Mark. Four. There you are, my dear.
Oh, boy. Number one. Number one.
Well,
I'm number one.
Yes.
There's only one Lady Elaine Fairchild. Ooh.
Yeehaw. Number two.
Yes.
Number two. Don Quixote, just like my two ears.
Yes.
Number two.
And I'm number three. Chef Brock Cut.
Oh, yeah. Right. They say Robert Troll number four.
Uh-huh.
He isn't running about. I can't run down about a four. He take a look at that and he send down. See, sir, he can't run about a kite. See?
Uh-huh. Remind you of kite.
Yeah, it's a kite.
Yes.
See, he can't run number four.
Oh, my dear.
Oh, that was fun.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it, Fairchild, because you see, This ends the first annual National Boomerang Contest.
Yay!
I'm so glad you had a good time. And the queen of these festivities, as usual, is your own Barbara Boomerang.
Oh, no, you don't. I'm number one. I should be the queen.
Well, I'm the national secretary, so I have every right to be queen.
Oh, I'm number one in the fast throw. That should be queen.
No, dear.
Try the crown on me. I should be number one. Ooh, I'm the queen. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't fit, Fairchild. You can't be queen. You're number one.
Number one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, so that's why you wanted this contest. You wanted to be queen.
Not at all. You're number one, remember?
Queen of the boomerangs, you are.
Yes, I am.
I'm number one, that's the truth.
Mm. And I'm number two.
Right.
And I'm number three.
And I'm number four. I can't send number four. And I can send Tom Ponto and Barbara Boomerang to be sent by the queen for this day.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I want to thank all of you lovely people for this marvelous honor. And I'll see you at the next contest.
Next contest.
And a two, and a three, and a four.
One, two, three, four. Well, I'll be queen next time.
Each one got to be something.
A one. A two, a three, a four,
or a queen.
Yes. Would you like to play another game, Mr. Rogers?
Sure. Certainly.
Now, as I call out the numbers, you make a rhyme.
All right.
Okay?
I'll try.
One, two, three, four.
Knock on my door.
Good. Two, three, four, one.
Isn't this fun?
Hmm. Three, four, one, two.
What will we do?
Oh, you're good. Four, one, two, three.
You come with me.
One, two, three, four.
Let's do it once more.
Okay, we'll try it once more. Bunch them up all over here. Now we're going to go a little bit faster, so
all right.
I really have to watch, okay? One, two, three, four.
Knock on my door.
Two, three, four, one.
Isn't this fun?
Three, four, one, two.
What will we do?
Four, one, two, three.
You come with me.
One, two, three, four.
That's enough, no more.
Oh, you're too fast for me, that's right.
I like your game.
Would you like to take this with you?
May we borrow it?
Certainly.
Sure. And I like these, too. One, two, three, four. Would you turn off number three? I'll turn off number two. Would you turn off number four? I'll turn off number one. I like to visit with you.
Anytime. You come anytime.
Thanks. I'll bring these back another day.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget to ring the bell.
We'll ring the bell to say goodbye. Take one of these away and see if you know which one it is. These are the ones that are left. One, two, and four are left. Did you guess three? You could do this, you know. You could put numbers on pieces of paper and do that kind of a thing. Let's try now the rhyme. One, two, three, four, knock on my door. two, three, four, one. Isn't this fun? Three, four, one, two. What shall we do? Four, one, two, three. Come on with me. It's kind of hard to do it yourself. Yeah, it's more fun to do it with somebody else, with a friend. Even though you get angry or jealous with other people sometimes, it's still a lot better than being alone all the time, isn't it? I need you so I can be who I am. You need me so you can be you. We both need each other so we can be who we are. Who we are friends. We both need each other so we can be each other's. We can be each other's friends. And we can be each other's friend again. Tomorrow. I'll be thinking about you until then. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you. And I like you so much. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.